Jimmy here at St. Jernish Park in Colonus. It was the Ulster semi-final. You absolutely steamrolled down today, it has to be said. You have to be very happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. We got out of the blocks well and kicked some good early scores. And Neil's sending off a bit of a setback. They got a purple spell. They went, I think it was 111-8 or something. But then we got back in half-time and regrouped, and it was really good. Now, usually we're letting teams back into it, but it was nice to kind of kick on there today.
First half performance was very professional by Donegal. When you analyse the first 10 minutes or so, Jimmy, you just really kicked into gear. You scored, I think it was 7 or 8 points unanswered. Defensively, you were sound. And suppose getting that lead and getting into half time as well was important, you felt?
Yeah, definitely. In the last two games, you know, we're in similar enough positions and we were letting teams back into it. So we couldn't do that again today. I mean, the prize was on the line, was getting the Ulster final. So
there was this thing in the downtail before the end of the first half. They came with a number of unanswered scores. Were you worried at that stage at all?
You just want to regroup, you know, you're trying to settle the game down. And luckily, half time came and then we got a good kick off to start the second half again.
And the second half, suppose, I think Michael scored the first point, he scored 2 or 3. And then that goal from yourself came. And suppose championship goals, they really suck the life out of the opposition.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to do much now. Ryan came flying through and I was just there to tap her in. But it was just nice to get a good overall team performance. You know, every man, you couldn't put a foot wrong today. I thought it was good.
One man that put his hand up and really expressed himself here today was, of course, your clubmate Paul Brennan. He was outstanding again. Covered every blade of grass. And no doubt, it's exciting time for yourself and himself playing together. I think he pinned past a pass to you there. Yeah. No doubt you were working on that in the training ground, were you?
We're a bit used to playing with each other now, but it's nice to see him settling in too, you know. Last year probably didn't go to plan for him his first year in, but this year he's flying, so he's...
Just suppose the hurt from last year against Galway has been well noted at this stage, Jimmy. Donegal have really racked up some serious scores in the first opening 3 Ulster Championship games. Serious confidence. You are probably going to go in as favourites against Rory Gallagher and Ricey McMenamin of Fermanagh, I suppose. And no doubt that's going to be something you're going to really look forward to.
Well, we know what way Fermanagh will be setting up after seeing Monaghan there. So don't know if it'll be that sort of scoring match. But it'll be tight and... We'll get ourselves ready now for 2 weeks and hopefully enjoy it. We are in those finals, so let's enjoy it now, you know.
You can sit back and relax. And suppose Declan...
I would say
when Declan's emptied the bench, he's given a lot of opportunities to other players. So it's going to be... It's technically hard to pick a team.
Oh, definitely. You have Dara Boyle, Cian Mulligan, boys like that flying when they're coming in. So there'll be plenty of competition now.